T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ready?
We're ready.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
Oh, a little Boston out of the gate. Is that a Red Sox reference or anything like that? No. Maybe. Maybe so. Baseball is underway. Red Sox got handed to him last night. Wow. Astros put 7 on the board in the ninth and won it 9-2. Hi, everybody. Tom Ackerman with you. This is not Sports Open Line. It's Overtime. Charlie Brennan is here. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Amy Mark Scores.
Good morning, and I just want to remind everyone not to forget to continue to hate the Astros.
That's fine. That's totally fine. I got to say, I'm kind of rooting for a Dodgers-Astros World Series just to see what the Dodgers fans do. Remember, it was the Dodgers who were, it cost them because the Astros cheated. And cheated badly. Anyway, it's we're going to talk a little sports on here. Chris Myhill at the controls, and we have James O'Sullivan behind the glass. And the newsroom will jump in with any news stories that are popping up, and there have been. But this is a big one yesterday. St. Louis University, our partner, Charlie, on the broadcast side, is introducing the O'Loughlin Family Champion Center for Athletics. This is a $20 million facility that they announced yesterday. It's going to serve all student athletes, an extension of Chaffetz Arena, but it serves all athletes at the school. Academic advising, spiritual development, sports performance, nutrition, wellness, sports psychology, and construction begins next spring with an anticipated completion date of May 2023. The question is, will this attract more student athletes to the school? Sounds like it.
I hope so. You know, and I think that one thing our area needs is a really solid, top-notch college athletic program. I mean, look at Cincinnati right now. They're number 3 in the nation in football, right? Small little school like that. And think of the excitement it's bringing there. And when you think of a little school like Gonzaga, Jesuit school out in Washington State, developed its basketball program. And I think that college basketball in the springtime is just as exciting as any sport, you name it. And I talked to Dr. Fred Pistello, the president of St. Louis University, last spring. I said, you know, how many years do you think it'll take to get a team that's consistently in the top 16? He goes, maybe just a couple. Because think about it. You only need 5 good ones, right? Well, maybe 6 if you include the guy off the bench. But it's not like developing a football program. And I'm hopeful that the school will, put itself on the map and maybe through the center. By the way, thanks to the O'Loughlins. Boy, they've been generous to so many causes in St. Louis. Our hats off to them.
Yeah, this is huge. This type of facility matters. This type of resource for student athletes matters. It shows that the school values the athletes. And I can speak from experience. So Lindenwood University has had a top-tier women's ice hockey team right here in the St. Louis, St. Charles area. They went to NCAA Division I women's ice hockey. Well, years before they went NCAA Division I, they had a women's locker room, and it was a beautiful locker room with wood stalls. And I cannot tell you how much that meant to the women's hockey team and how much a show such as having a show of support where the school gives the women's team a locker room drew female ice hockey players. And in fact, all the other teams, there would be visiting teams from Michigan, Colorado, would go look at the locker room because their own schools didn't have it. So then you have a facility like this. I think it will absolutely draw athletes.
Yeah, I think it's a game changer for sure for SLU and definitely for that basketball program. I mean, like you said, Charlie, there are schools, and then there are basketball-centric schools like a Gonzaga. St. Louis University is one of those few that's a basketball-centric school, does not have football, needs to compete with some of these, and they're in really good shape right now with this facility. This should be a lot of fun to see how this develops. Again, May 2023 is when they expect to have that completed. And then over at Mizzou, they have a football program, and they were sitting there biting their fingernails to see where will Luther Burden go, the top high school wide receiver in the country, Amy, from East St. Louis. He transferred from Cardinal Ritter to East St. Louis, and here were his choices: Alabama, Georgia, and Missouri. He goes to Herbert Hoover Boys and Girls Club last night because that's where he played youth football. Wow. He grabs the Alabama and Georgia caps and looks at them both, tosses them on the ground, and puts the Mizzou one on his head, and Eli Drinkwitz threw a party over in Columbia.
No, oh, absolutely. A five-star receiver. And, I mean, I have to admit, I was really surprised because you have this elite wide receiver, number one in the nation, and Mizzou's struggling right now. It's no secret that they're struggling. It's no secret that they're not stacking up to the other big schools in the SEC. And I think as a young player, you would be drawn to a school that's going to win championships. So the fact that this young man is taking his talent to Columbia to help build a program there, I was surprised, but I'm very excited.
Well, I'll defer to you guys because I don't know too much about the young man, but don't forget, it's not unprecedented. There was a guy by the name of Kellen Winslow, now Kellen Winslow Sr., who went from East St. Louis to Mizzou, and now he's in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yep, All-American at Missouri. And here's what Burden said to the Post-Dispatch. I like this quote. He said, "Highly talented players all go to places like the Georgias, the Alabamas. I just want to start a trend in St. Louis for the younger people. Start a trend to stay home and take our talents to Missouri."
Love it.
That is music to the ears of Tiger fans. No question. The discipline report on whether Dr. Faisal Khan lied about his treatment during a public meeting in July will not be opened by the St. Louis County Council. They voted 4-3 against it, as you just heard in the news. Councilman Tim Fitch wants to see the report on the acting health director, Charlie, and he asked the media or public to seek the report. Councilman Ernie Trake has cast the deciding vote against. He said in his legal opinion, the council could not open the report since they did not originate it. Should this report be made public?
The report is on the discipline, but there's no question whether he lied. He did lie. He's the head of all health in St. Louis County, and at a July 27th meeting, he claimed that people stepped in front of him trying to prevent him from exit the meeting. They shoulder bumped him. Well, we have videotape showing us that it didn't happen. I guess technically we don't know if he lied. Maybe he believes that did happen, which actually raises other questions about this man who's supposed to be heading up health in St. Louis County. So the question is, he got a slap on the wrist. He had a verbal reprimand, and the St. Louis County Council wants to see exactly how the officials came about to that reprimand. I'm not sure that's that interesting. We already have proof that the man fabricated something and then went public nationally with interviews saying that, yeah, because he's an ethnic minority, he was besieged at this meeting when in fact he wasn't.
So the discipline report just recounts this is what Dr. Faisal Khan did that's worthy of punitive measures. And here are the punitive measures, right? It's just looking at how they decided to discipline him. Well, if he's still serving as the acting health director and he's still going about his business, whatever discipline he had, as you mentioned, Charlie, I guess is a verbal reprimand or a slap on the wrist. Because if we can't see it, my guess is it's nothing more than a verbal reprimand, right? I mean, if he's still got his position, he's still working, he's not suspended.
He wasn't suspended, wasn't fined, wasn't fired. Right. So.
Well, the council agenda said all individuals attending the meeting in person must wear a mask. Three of the members didn't wear one. Who were they and why? We'll get into that next.
Your home of the Billikens, Chiefs, and Cardinals.
I like sports. Listening to sports.
America's sports voice, KMOX.
I like sports. Amy does, too. Charlie likes sports, too. He says sometimes he's not as familiar, but he knows sports. Absolutely.
Not too familiar.
Yeah, right. Tony La Russa loves you. That's why. He knows you know sports. So does Mike Shannon.
Mike Shannon loves Charlie.
Oh, he loves Charlie. Can I tell you something that I should have told you privately? But anyway.
You love me?
I do. I do love you.
This is not the place, Tom.
When I talked to Mike Shannon on that Sunday night after the game, first thing he said to me when I saw him up in Cardinals Nation, he goes, "Charlie did a great job." Charlie,
really? No.
That's the first thing he said to me.
Well, it's very nice of him to say.
And you did. You were
nice of you to say.
You were outstanding that day.
You're talking about the last game of the season.
Game of the season against the Cubs.
Well, as I've said, maybe to this audience, I apologize if I'm repeating myself, but Mike was brought to tears at that game when he was asked to speak the last game of his 50-year broadcasting career. And someone asked him, I think it was Rick Hummel, "Why are you crying?" He goes, "I spent 50 years in the booth, and the best they can get to honor me is Brennan."
not true. But anyway, you did a great job. All right. So what the heck is going on at these St. Louis County Council meetings? So the Republicans now are defying the county's mask mandate again. Last night's county council meeting, Tim Fitch, Mark Harder, Ernie Trakas didn't wear a face covering, Amy, even though the council agenda said that they had to. A judge last week allowed the county to put a mask mandate back into effect. The motion failed 4-3. Lisa Clancy, who was in the council chambers for the first time this year, retreated to her office. Well, what is going on here?
You know, I try to be respectful because the county council, these are people who have taken upon themselves to be active in local government, which is, goodness knows, more than a lot of us do. And so they are passionate about the area and how the area runs. But my goodness, they need to grow up. I want to say this is embarrassing. Over and over again, the county council, it feels more like it should be on Bravo, the real council members of St. Louis County. That's what we should be watching because it feels like a joke. I think every time these kerfuffles happen and someone throws a fit and is on Zoom or walks back into their office or puts a mask on or takes it off, the public loses a little bit more of the already quickly declining respect for the county council. I think it's embarrassing, honestly.
Yeah, I kind of agree to some extent. Enough is enough. I mean, we're talking about a county with a really stagnant population. It's not growing. It's not really attracting people at the same rate as the nation, and it should. Used to be really strong and thriving. So there are other matters. I can understand how Tim Fitch and others are saying, okay, well, we won't wear masks. Let's see if anyone gets arrested. And he's proving the point that there really is no penalty for not wearing a mask. And therefore, is there really a mask mandate in the county? Probably not, if you don't have some sort of penalty to pay if you don't wear one. At the same time, Lisa Clancy, you know, I don't know her health. Maybe she has a comorbidity, and maybe she has to leave the council chambers because people aren't wearing masks. It's not just the county council, though. People all across the fruited plain are not wearing masks indoors and outdoors, even in some of the bluest of states like New York and Illinois. We've all been there. We've seen it. So we can't say like, oh, wow, the county council, they're not wearing masks. Well,
the Bidens
here we are right
masks.
Now. We're not wearing masks, right?
The president got in trouble for not wearing a mask.
Exactly. Another great point.
Yeah.
The Bidens go to a restaurant and they take off their masks. What are they thinking?
It's just so arbitrary. And here's the thing. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm pro-mask. I'm pro-being careful. Let's all be careful. And even I will say 90% of this is performative. We have the Delta zone outside the studio. We're all in one office without masks on. We put our masks on, walk 10 yards, come back into the studio, take our masks off. It's the same group of people. It's performative 90% of the time.
Performative. Who uses that term? I mean, it's performative.
If that's the term. That's what it is. It's a performance we're putting on.
It's not a performance. We're not acting. What we're doing is we're trying to find some sort of balance, and sometimes it's not exactly full of common sense. We're trying to mitigate the spread of a deadly pandemic, but at the same time, we want to keep the economy moving. So there are going to be some silly measures. We're going to be wearing the stupid mask in hallways and then taking it off. It doesn't make any common sense, but we're trying to mitigate the spread.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's just, you know, they told these individuals to wear a mask on the agenda, and then three of them walk in not wearing it. I mean, it's just, you know, like, no, we're not going to do that. Okay, fine. How about Kyrie Irving? So he's refusing to get vaccinated. The Brooklyn Nets star, the Nets suspended him. And he could lose a lot of money, up to $17 million for not playing.
Yeah, well, he's got some other strange issues too, doesn't he, Amy?
I think he might be a flat earther, but
yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, I mean, so there's that. Not saying that if you're not getting vaccinated, you're a flat earther. I'm not comparing the two. He specifically tends to have some out there beliefs. And he's like, well, he's like, there are no real pictures of the earth, so you can't prove it. Because he's saying he doesn't have enough information that the vaccine is good or bad. He goes, I'm not anti-vax. I just don't think we have enough information. He also feels that way about the earth and doesn't feel we have any real pictures of the earth. He thinks it's suspicious that we haven't been to the moon since the 60s. So you've got to take it for what it's worth. Granted, he is, I guess, putting his money where his mouth is. He's losing $17 million.
Maybe we could offer him a gift card.
To where?
$100. Yeah, that's what we tried to do. I guess we suddenly realized it's not about the money.
We'll take a break. We'll be back. Charles Barkley, by the way, said don't ever compare anybody to Ali. People were comparing Kyrie Irving to, you know, taking a stance like Muhammad Ali. He said Ali went 3 years without boxing when he was the highest paid athlete in the world. This guy's going to make $17 million for sitting at home. Well, we'll see. It's 8:49.
This is Overtime
on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It is Overtime on KMOX. It's 8:51 with Charlie Brennan and Amy Markscores. I'm Tom Ackerman. Here's another issue in our country today, the supply chain. White House officials have explored in recent weeks whether the National Guard could be deployed to help address the nation's mounting supply chain backlog. Should the National Guard be brought in to help, Charlie?
You know, we're using the National Guard now to drive buses in Massachusetts. They're being used in some schools for, I guess, security and vaccine administration in high schools. And now we're talking about using the National Guard to actually help with the supply chain problems. I don't know if there are enough members of the National Guard to solve all the nation's problems, but would it be a good idea to maybe send them to the border? Like the Mexican border? I mean, wouldn't that be like the best use of the National Guard? Since we have like a whole onslaught of people coming across, and we have an opioid crisis where for the first time ever this year, about 100,000 Americans will die from opioid overdoses, and most of that is fentanyl coming across the Mexican border. I'm just saying, I don't know. It seems to me like the National Guard would be best suited for what they're designed for.
Right.
Guarding the country.
Right.
Versus guard. They call it guard. They don't call it the national drivers or national supply chain. It's the National Guard, G-U-A-R-D.
Well, that is important. I do get your point. The supply chain is important. And we're talking about a backlog of like, you know, next Christmas is when things start to.
It's when Tom might get his Peloton next year.
Yeah, right. What do you think, Amy?
You're so obnoxious, Charlie.
Amen to that, sister.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've seen in the UK, right? They brought in the military to drive gas around the country because there's a gas shortage there, not because of the gas, but because they don't have drivers. And I agree with Charlie. I think the National Guard would be best suited and could help at the border. But the supply chain is a big deal. And we've got to get it sorted out. And it is a serious issue for not just Pelotons, but also, you know, food for I know there were some schools that weren't getting the food that they normally have for the kids. So you have schools, you have grocery stores, you have basic needs. It's hitting some areas harder than others. I don't know what the answer is.
I have a question, though.
We have a Nordic track, for the record. Anyway,
I know you do. And
we have a supply chain, too.
You know, everything from Procter & Gamble supplies to you name it, there's a shortage. How come there's no supply chain problem with fentanyl?
Well, because they're not employees. they're under the radar workers.
I know. Yeah. Well, is there a ton of fentanyl just waiting in ships off the L.A. harbor waiting to be unloaded? I don't know.
I think it's a different set of workers.
I guess so.
Yes, can't keep track of it.
It's a different set of workers.
It's not a funny situation. I mean, you know,
right.
we've had some serious deaths from fentanyl. Michael K. Williams, the actor, Jimmy Hayes, who was a Boston College hockey player, then played for the Bruins, just died weeks ago from it. I mean, it's a serious issue. But again, doesn't seem like we've got a supply chain problem with illegal drugs.
I sat in my car yesterday at Chaffetz Arena before I went into that news conference and listened to this interview on St. Louis Talks with Dalton Roach, the Cardinals pitching prospect who was up in a tree hunting and a bear was up there with him,
yep.
and he could feel the bear breathing on him, and then the bear sunk his teeth into him. He got out of there by yelling and scaring the bear away. Do you take, I mean, you do a lot of hiking. I mean, what do you do in Colorado? I mean, you got to be
right.
careful out there. Frisco, I've been there. Bears come down and rummage through the trash every night.
Yeah, we did a long hike, a 13-mile hike, which is a lot, in Aspen. It was 4,000 feet of elevation gain. We saw, I don't know, one person. We were out there for 8 hours. And in retrospect, I believe even Chris Myhill said, I cannot believe you did that hike without bear spray. We had nothing. So then Chris Myhill, again, he's always looking out for me. He's like my dad over there. He sent me a quiz from the New York Times on how prepared are you to run into a bear. Well, I am not very prepared. I think I got 11 right out of however many questions. There were 20 or 30 questions. But one that I did learn is if you are going to climb a tree to get away from a bear, you have to climb at least 60 feet, which seems very high. And then, exactly. So I'm guessing that Dalton wasn't 60 feet high, which if he had taken the New York Times quiz, would have realized he needed to keep climbing.
Is it better to climb a tree with a bear behind or go into church with a bear behind?
And on that note, that's Charlie Brennan. He'll be coming up next.
Maria Muldaur joins us later this morning. She had a big hit in the 1970s. She's got a new one. It's called I'm Fully Vaxxed and Ready for Love.
He is on fire today. He's Charlie Brennan. Don't go anywhere after the 9 o'clock news.
Traces, a romance in our
hands. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.